This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Lawyers for U.S. President Donald Trump wrap up their presentation in the Senate impeachment trial today, while the question of whether witnesses will be allowed during the proceedings still looms. Kenneth Starr, a member of the president's legal team, called impeachment a political weapon that parties use against one another. Now, Kenneth Starr was the independent counsel whose investigation led to President Bill Clinton's 1998 impeachment for lying to a grand jury about a sex scandal. But a major line of Trump's defense could fall apart. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton has reportedly written in a yet-to-be-published book that President Trump personally told him he wanted to withhold the aid to Ukraine until Ukraine committed to the investigations of former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. President Trump denies there was any quid pro quo with Ukraine and Monday called Bolton's assertions totally false.
I haven't seen a manuscript, but I can tell you nothing was ever said to John Bolton, but I have not seen a manuscript. Yes, he's writing a book. I have not seen it.
Bolton has said he is willing to appear as a witness if he is subpoenaed, and the Democrats say they would like to hear from him. Chinese President Xi Jinping vowed the country will conquer the fight against a devil coronavirus outbreak that has killed 106 people and sickened thousands in China and around the globe. One American, Doug Perez, stranded in Wuhan, faces challenges as he and his Chinese girlfriend try to isolate themselves.
You know, we're supposed to have some food coming today, and the food didn't arrive. So that's one missed delivery. Hopefully it'll come tomorrow. But if it doesn't come tomorrow, then we have a very hard decision to make. Do we go out and try and get food, risk infection, or do we wait for more deliveries?
Chinese health authorities early announced that an additional 25 deaths on Tuesday, including the first fatality reported in the capital city. This is VOA News. Villagers in Cameroon's volatile northwest region are fleeing separatist violence ahead of a February 9th local and parliamentary elections to neighboring Nigeria. The rebels have vowed to stop the elections and are clashing with the military while civilians are caught up in the fighting. Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from the border village of Ata in Nigeria.
Christians at True Faith Ministries in the Nigerian border village of Ata sing for God to protect them. 47-year-old Pastor Innocent Okoli says more than 70 of them are Cameroonians who fled increased violence ahead of February 9 elections.
You have so many unaccompanied children. You know, you cannot just minister to them the word without helping them to get food to eat and then find something to do.
Aid group Positive Youth Africa has been providing relief material to Cameroonians fleeing the fighting to Ata. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Ata, Nigeria.
The conflict with Cameroon's military since then has killed about 3,000 people, many of them villagers caught up in the fighting. Officials in Afghanistan say a pre-dawn Taliban attack in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 13 policemen. The attack comes as the insurgent group is engaged in days of talks with the United States on a possible reduction in hostilities to advance their stalled peace process. The pilot of the helicopter that crashed and killed basketball superstar Kobe Bryant apparently climbed to avoid a cloud layer just before slamming into a hillside, that according to federal investigators. One eyewitness in that neighborhood north of Los Angeles said the fog was horrible that morning.
Can't see anything. If I couldn't see it, and I'm looking directly up at it, he's not going to be able to see anything on the ground.
Minutes later, the pilot advised air traffic controllers that he was going to climb to avoid that layer of cloud. The controllers then received no further reply from the pilot. Jennifer Homendy of the National Transportation Safety Board said radar data indicates the helicopter proceeded to climb several hundred meters before taking a left turn and then descending, then crashing into the hills north of Los Angeles. Bryant's former teammate Shaquille O'Neal spoke about his friend yesterday on his podcast.
And I love Kobe Bryant. I'm the first to say, hey, I got four rings, and I know I couldn't have got three without him. The only thing that saddens me is he's not going to be here when he walks into the Hall of Fame.
Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna were among nine killed in Sunday's crash that stunned the sports world and left fans and his fellow athletes speechless. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.